real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win today.
Editions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
You make the call.
Watch your blind side. Homes and people change when super-powered Extreme Makeover Home Edition designer Leanne Toohey and an inspiration for the Oscar-winning film The Blind Side takes to the airwaves.
The talented and terrific Tim Williams joins us. He's talking Vegas, and we're taking you to Cleveland with Troy Bill.
So no yellow flags or red cards required here. The play is well designed for doing good things in people's lives.
It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Live. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
It's an inconsequential job.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa, and a tired but well-worn, happy to be back in the studio, My Fix It Up Life crew.
It is. You know, it is a good day here because I haven't seen you in several days.
This has been, I guess the cliche is whirlwind, but we have been going like totally mad.
We have. We've been very busy. We were at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, and we got the opportunity to interview Ty Pennington from Extreme Makeover Home Edition and Chris Grundy from Cool Tools on DIY Network, and also Ed Begley Jr. in person, and Lisa Laporta, who is probably my favorite designer on HGTV.
Oh, you guys were BFFs.
Oh, my goodness. I love her.
Yeah.
I love her.
Oh,
I love all of them. But, you know, the best was, like, Chris Grundy. He was just doing the beatbox thing, going crazy and everything.
Yeah,
it was pretty
Tim,
awesome.
Tim playing. And Grundy just shows up with it.
He just shows up with it. He is, like, unhooked. Like, he's, like, out of his mind, which is lovely. And if you are interested, you can go to our Ustream channel and you can watch our videos, our live interviews with all of these fabulous people.
Would it be vain to say that I did that already? I had some time to kill in the airport. I really didn't want to write another blog. I write blogs.
So you watch our Ustream videos?
as
well, I want to tell everyone where it is, too. You go to Ustream.tv, and it's My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Search for it. Or you can go to our Facebook page, and you can watch right now. Facebook, and then it's My Fix It Up Life. And on the left-hand side, you click Ustream, and there you go.
Yeah, we're Ustreaming right now.
We are.
This is live to the planet.
Live to the planet.
Exactly.
I like to be alive to the planet because it makes my life more fulfilling, I think, and more worthwhile when I'm alive to the planet.
That has no meaning.
Does it?
That's so vague. Those words, like, sort of sound like they might mean anything, but they're going all Deepak Chopra.
Well, I also want to say, you know, go to MyFixItUpLife.com because if you want to win a Craftsman Turntight Tractor, enter to win right now. Click on free stuff because it is a hot prize.
Oh, yeah. And it is going to get it done mowing the grass and working around the yard.
Yeah, and the deadline to enter to win is Friday, May 28th, and we're going to announce the winner on Father's Day weekend.
That's a great time to announce a lawn tractor. I think there are some fathers out there who'd actually enjoy owning a lawn tractor.
Do you think?
Just saying.
Do you think some moms might, too?
I think some moms might enjoy their husbands owning it even more.
Why so?
Just saying.
To get them out of the house?
Get the grass cut.
It's like you. Your man cave is the roof. Because that's the one place in our house that you won't get bothered.
You can't ask me to do stuff.
I could ask you because I could peek my head out of the skylight.
Well, why don't you peek your head through this? We're talking with Jillian Harris today.
We are.
Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Yes, we are. And we are also talking to Leanne from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. This is like an Extreme Makeover show.
I guess it is.
Well, and the good thing, and the other cool thing, too, is that this is the, I think the season finale is this weekend for Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Is it Sunday night on ABC?
On ABC at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. The ABC.
We watched the, I watched the Mother's Day show with my mom and my son.
Yeah, where was I on Mother's Day?
You were off getting doing ready, something else.
Getting ready for
You're
Las
probably
Vegas.
On the roof.
I was not.
No, you
but
weren't.
Both of these women, they're both real deal designers, and I'm excited to talk with each of them for the different things they bring both to design and their lives outside of Extreme Makeover.
Yes, they have extremely interesting lives as well.
They have extreme stories to tell.
They do. And if you know a family that you think is deserving of Extreme Makeover, I think they're looking for families right now. If you go to abc.com and go to Extreme Makeover, you can apply. So
yeah,
definitely do that if you or somebody you know is deserving of an Extreme Makeover.
Yeah, and if you're an Extreme Makeover Home Edition junkie, we spent a great amount of time with Ty Pennington, and that is on our Ustream.
We totally did. He actually kind of – he almost fooled us, too.
Several times.
Yeah, he's a jokester. And
he had me looking bad. But we're going to have to look good by taking a break.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my feet. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a whiffle ball clear across the street, my kids all yelling.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, who is writing a sign, I think, right now.
Don't tell my tricks. These are radio tricks.
He's trying to do block letters, and it's kind of cute watching him try to do it.
Try.
Because he uses all of his bandwidth to probably do it. But I first want to say, this is our Fix It Up Fine section.
Get ready, Nation. You're in it.
But I want to just mention real quick, we have someone on the line, but our friend Nick, I ran into him a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? How's Nick doing?
Well, and he said that it's GSD season right now, which is the opposite of girlfriend season. Girlfriend season lasts from about Halloween to Valentine's Day, and then GSD is the rest of the year, where you get stuff done. So basically his girlfriend, Nora, and I feel bad for you right now. If you want to call me and hang out, that's awesome. Because he's basically just getting stuff done all over the place. And he said that's what guys do. You don't want to have a girlfriend, you know, usually you don't want to have a girlfriend during girlfriend season because you have to go to all the events and buy gifts.
Yes.
But, you know, if you're in a relationship, it's the opposite. So
did he make that up?
I think he did. I think he's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So we have a caller on the line, Mark.
Yes, I know we do.
And he's my find for the week.
Oh, that's good. Where'd you find him?
I found him in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. What were you doing in Las Vegas, Tim Williams?
I was prowling on Craigslist, and she picked me up on, I believe it was Monday night at the airport.
Yeah, I totally did. I picked him up at baggage claim.
Tim totally rocked it at joining us for the My Fix It Up Life National Hardware Show tour that we just totally knocked out. And I believe the quote goes like this. Ed Begley Jr., I thought he was just some guy with a guitar. Eyes light up, looks at Tim. Tim's strumming along. Ed Begley Jr. again. He's a rock star.
Yes, he did.
That doesn't happen every day. I'll take it.
That doesn't happen to you every day. And if you don't know Tim Williams, go to timwilliams.com right now and check him out. But you don't have movie stars just, like, you know, saying how awesome you are?
And Ty Pennington, I believe, mentioned that I was a, quote, master jingle writer. So I think I might have a future in, you know, cat food commercials, if nothing else works out.
You wrote the jingle. He asked you. He actually point blank said he wanted you to write something about hairy knuckles and mud on his boots.
I don't want to split hairs, but I believe it was scuffs on the boot.
Scuffs on the boot. Sorry.
I
apologize.
I watched it last night, and you're correct,
and
sir.
I'm just still not sure about what hairy knuckles had to do with anything, but Ty threw it out there that you can't fake hairy knuckles, and I don't really know what that means. Please don't
explain. Yeah, I just had to go with it. I think we have to ask Mark what where that was coming from.
I don't know, because we were doing the new My Fix It Up Life boot test.
Yeah.
Where you can kind of, if you're a real dealer who's really out on job sites and doing projects and stuff, you can't fake scuffed boots. You can wear clothes that sort of look appropriate, whatever, but you can't fake
a mile walk. Yeah, anyone can throw on a pair of Carhartts and say that they're a contractor, but you can't fake the scuffed boots.
Yeah, so that's where that whole thing got started. I took a look at Ty's boots, and sure enough, all scuffed up, and then he said, and I said that and whatever, and then he goes like, and I say, you can't fake it. And he says, you know what else you can't fake? Hairy knuckles.
Yeah, I still don't know what that means. But I want to ask him what's your top things besides that happened to you in Vegas? Because, you know, we're sitting here talking to you about our trip, and you were there.
You know, I got to tell you keep mentioning the convention center and this National Hardware Show. I don't know what you're talking about. I was too busy painting the town with Chris Grundy.
Oh, my God.
I got to say, two highlights of mine, and if everybody was watching on the Ustream, halfway through Ty Pennington's interview, a robot decided to show up and dance for us.
You know, that was one of my favorite things, too, because I think Ty, Mark, and me, we all just got really quiet and just stared at the robot. But my favorite thing about that is that you were behind us taking photos with the robot while we were interviewing Ty.
We bonded. I mean, we had a moment together. It was nice.
Yeah, you did have a moment together where you put the microphone up to where the thing's speaker was.
Oh, my God.
And for the record, if you go back and watch it, the speaker was in a very specific area. There was no ill intent there. It just happened to be where the speaker was.
Yeah, it was in the bikini area, I would have to say. So what else? Tell us something else.
Chris Grundy from DIY Network's Cool Tools is a ball of lightning. He is one of those magnetic personalities that I don't even know if he plugged his show. I don't even know if he talked about anything in the industry aside from having a ball with us for about 10 minutes on air.
Well, I think I wrestled him into talking about tools because he wanted to talk about everything else.
He became a DJ G. He rapped right alongside playing music with us.
Oh, that was fantastic. And, you know, I was excited for you to play live music there, and it was exciting. And Grundy, I keep calling him Chris by his first name, but Grundy said that he mentioned his favorite song, and then you played it for him, too.
Yeah, well, that was the luck of the draw. That was that happened to be one of the songs that I know.
What song is that?
It was Jolene by Zach Brown Band and Ray LaMontagne.
Very cool.
Yeah, but didn't you make one up, not make it up, but figure out how to play one on the spot?
Yeah, I've got to tip my hat to smartphones here. I have an app on my phone that allows me to find any song I need on the fly. Luckily, I had reception at that time. But it was it was a really cool experience for me, and the invite that you guys extended gave me the opportunity to play music to not only everybody watching at home, but how often do you get the majority of an entire industry under one roof, and you mix in live music and the ability to shake hands and talk with everybody in your industry, and it was just a great experience all around.
Well, we really enjoyed having you with us, and I think next time we go out, you need to, like, just – I like Grundy's thing where I think he asked you to walk behind him in his daily life and just play music.
That's it. Just give him a soundtrack when he enters rooms.
Well, we'll have to roll that way when we walk into the convention center or any other live event. We'll just, like, you know, roll in playing music and, you know, being all cool and stuff. Right, Mark?
You got to do your slow-motion walk as well.
Oh, yeah, our slow-mo walk.
Right, that's right. Well, we're going to have to roll out now. It's break time, so stand by.
Go to timwilliams.com, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
It might be not a conversation piece. It might be everything that I can't be, but I'd like to wait and see. It might be an initials carved into a tree.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with My Fix It Up husband, Mark.
My Fix It Up wife, Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're rocking it, and we are just regaling in tales of Las Vegas.
We are, and, you know, you also went to Cleveland this week.
I sure did, and yeah. As a matter of fact, I almost forgot about that. I just got back.
You forgot that you went to Cleveland?
I just got back last night.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind and it's been really fun.
But I want to share though, because we were on NBC 10 last week and we haven't talked about it quite yet. We were on NBC 10 and we shared natural weed killers, and it was actually kind of hilarious because Mark wore, what did you wear?
I wore the chainsaw helmet.
Yes. You wore your chainsaw, old chainsaw helmet.
It was a gag, and I mean, it's a real safety thing. If you're running a chainsaw with any amount of, long time clearing a lot, cutting firewood, those kinds of things, it's like a hard hat, but it's got headphones on it for noise, mm-hmm. and it's got a screen that comes over your face, and it's bright orange.
Yeah.
So you notice this thing like you really notice it.
Yeah, and you might want to say, okay, so Teresa, you just said that it was about natural weed killers. What does that have to do with the chainsaw helmet?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Making a gag because one of the things we were doing was we were spraying weeds with
vinegar.
And so Mark put on this helmet and just started spraying around the room.
Yeah, the gag.
In the studio.
The gag was that I think I said, you know, you want to be safe, not get this on your hands or whatever.
Well,
then I come out with the helmet and
yeah.
It's like, let's go.
Yeah.
And I'm pretending I can't see Bill Henley, the host, and all this other stuff. So, yeah, it was a fun gag. And the cool thing is that this vinegar trick is a good trick for killing weeds.
It actually is. It's good for killing weeds like baby weeds or teenager weeds, but not so much like grown-up weeds because it doesn't all the way get to like serious roots.
It's not going to get all the way to the root. So
yeah.
You really, you know what I mean? Like early in the season, different weeds grow at different times of the year. So get them while they're young with vinegar. It's very natural, very easy, very affordable way to kill weeds. And as important as petroleum is to our economy, we don't need to have it in everything. Where am I going with this, you ask? I will tell you. Most commercial fertilizers are petroleum-based. You need oil to make them, and why?
Well, it is pretty – but, you know, other things you can use, too, to kill weeds that are, like, grown-up weeds that aren't petroleum-based, you can use salt or you can use bleach, but it gets inside everything else, and, you know, it can kill things you don't want it to kill.
Yeah,
except for, like, sidewalks and stuff.
I'm going to go ahead and say bleach is not going to be my friend outside.
No.
Even whether or not it migrates through the soil, carrying around a bottle of bleach, are you kidding me?
Well,
like, I'm not going to spill that on myself.
Yeah, I guess you probably would spill it on yourself.
So...
Well, you know, that you can watch the video for NBC10. You go to our website, myfixituplife.com, and you click on video, and you can check it out. I think you did some other crazy stuff in that video, too.
I think I was slightly unhinged. But, you know,
speaking of video, too, there's another one up on our website of us at Las Vegas at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And it's like a quick overview of what we did there. And we interviewed Monica Peterson from HGTV. And we talked with Eric Stromer. And Jeff Devlin from DIY Network. And Carl Champley from DIY Network.
Carl, ultimate
And
guy.
Ed Del Grande from HGTV. And Ed Sanders from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
I love your memory.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great.
And we talked about really cool products and stuff. Oh, and the product that Ed Begley Jr. was talking about last week at the hardware show is a composting toilet.
Yes.
Santerra Green.
It's called Envirolette.
It's Santerra Green. It was the brand of that he was representing.
Oh, I understand. It must have been a model number. Though.
Exactly.
I get it.
And so it's a composting toilet. If you go to their website, there's a picture of him actually sitting on the toilet. Like, it's absolutely hilarious.
You know
to me.
What's fantastic about, and we had Ed on a couple of weeks ago on a previous show, but I got to talk with him while you were setting everything up, of course.
Yeah.
I got to talk with him about acting, about his impression of a screenplay. Like, he'll get a screenplay, and he gets them fairly regularly. He's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me about his approach to how he will – if he wants to play that character, how he doesn't – like, he likes to play all different kinds of characters, and it's all about the story hooking him. Then he talked about being a woodworker.
You got to talk to him a lot more than I did.
Yeah, and I also got
I'm a little jealous sitting over here.
Oh, you were.
I also heard that he was showing pictures of his son.
That wasn't with me.
Oh, that was with somebody else that was with us. Because I was there setting up equipment and doing other stuff. We should hire someone to do what I was doing so I can, like, you know, find out all the cool stuff like you got to.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
unfair.
It's fine.
It's fine.
There's plenty of stuff that you get to do that I don't and so forth.
Okay.
For example, when I got back from Las Vegas, I had to go immediately on QVC.
Yes, you did.
So red eye.
But you were awesome on QVC. You were representing the Sonic Tool and Rockwell's Jaw Horse, too.
Works.
Jaw Horse.
Works, yeah.
Oh.
It's within the brand family
but
of
it's
Rockwell.
Like the Rockwell Jaw Horse.
Yes.
If you're familiar with that.
Very similar.
They're selling it on QVC. I bet you can go to QVC.com and check out your video from that and also buy it, too.
I bet you can.
I don't think Works or QVC would mind if you did that.
And the Jaw Horse, the Rockwell version, and the QVC, this is special for QVC version,
mm-hmm.
It's one of the few tools that it gets sold through, what do they call it in the business? DR, direct response. So infomercials,
yeah.
QVC, those kinds of things. And those kinds of things have the reputation of being, hey, Billy Mays, we'll send you another one. You know, hey, just pay shipping and processing. You get there and it's not really all that it's cracked up to be.
Well, this is totally what it's cracked up to be. You just ask tool snobs Doug Mahoney.
Yeah, exactly. Go to another source besides us because we're not selling it. And the QVC version is every bit a pro-grade tool. I mean, it is just – it's all steel. It's all these things, and it really works. And I say that I guess, to overmake the point that they didn't scale it down for QVC.
Yeah.
So it was a good time. We were on with Dan Wheeler, who, by the way, is
we're friends on Facebook, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Are you guys friends on Facebook?
He's got about a trillion friends on Facebook.
He does, yeah.
But I am going to touch base with him because I would like to get to meet the projects kind of Dan Wheeler.
Yes.
Moses Grass, fixes his house, things like that, rather than or in addition to the QVC person that we see.
Oh.
Because that guy, first of all.
You know, he does a lot of stuff.
Well, first of all, bundle of energy. Second of all, super smart. Third of all, rip in shape.
Rip in shape?
Rip in shape. He's doing some stuff on the Works show I was on, and you could see like when he picked up the string trimmer, when he picked up the lawnmower, the pipes were out. I mean, that's just what it's all about.
The pipes were out.
Yeah. So,
are you guys doing like arm wrestling and stuff?
No, I could just see it. You know, he's just there. He takes good care of himself. So I'd like to know like what his secrets are for that, what he does there, if he's a P90X guy.
Well, I would like to know, like, what he eats,
I'm going to start doing P90X right now.
Because he's on such random hours, probably, too, because QVC is on 24 hours a day.
Is this P90X what I'm doing?
Well, you got to stay a little closer to your microphone, darling, and then not work out
so hard. I'm P90X.
You can wait till the end of the hour.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
Where's the pull-up bar?
Where's the pull-up bar? I think we can install one in here if you really wanted to.
That's it. Clement's workout. Forget about Beachbody guy. Keep in mind that dude's like 50-plus years old.
Who?
Tony Horton from...
he really is?
Oh, he's over 50.
No way.
Oh, that they say it. Point blank.
It's like the prenatal yoga videos that I bought.
That's nothing like a prenatal yoga.
And like the women can do a straddle and then put their face on the ground in like the third trimester. And there I was like in, you know, the beginning of the second trimester going, seriously?
Yeah, she was pretty
good yoga.
You
just make me like totally feel bad.
People take the P90X. They watch the infomercial at night. And this is another one, just like the jaw horse. You'd think we made this up. I haven't done P90X, but I know from a life of being in athletics and sports and working that I know what he does works. I can tell the muscle confusion thing. I've been doing that for years on my own. But what his deal is that it just – oh, people take it and they think – they take one look at a guy and they think, yeah, I'm going to do this for 90 days and become Tony Horton. And then they're smoked in the first day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a total smoke show. And so if you are P90X inclined, I think he even says it in the video. You can't keep up with him. He's a world-class athlete.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of, you know, adjust your expectations. Start out easy. If it's easy the first day, amp it up a little the second day.
Well, we were talking about that with Corey. Did you just say that from High Tools?
Yeah, he said he does P90X.
He does.
Corey Talbot.
He's in fantastic shape.
Guy was ripping it.
Well, yeah.
He's hiding it under the business shirt, though. What, he didn't live by my theme, suns out, guns out.
He was at a professional trade show where he was representing High Tools, so I don't think he was going to do that topless, even though we were in Vegas. And we have to go to break, darling, and we will be back in just a minute with more.
My Fix It Up Live.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit StanleyTools.com
or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life. Never a dull moment. Action-packed adventure show.
Ooh, I like that. Are you wearing the right footwear for that today, darling? I'm going to do boot check. You got mud on your boots? Scuffs on your boots? Can you get back to the microphone? He like went 14 miles away to show me his boots. That's hot.
You know, I need a pair of cowboy boots.
I don't think so. You're not a cowboy. You're from Cape Cod.
It'd be bad for my feet. Maybe cowboy boat shoes.
Okay. I think we have a caller on the line, Mark.
For whom cowboy boots would be indeed appropriate, Leanne Toohey from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me. I think you should get cowboy boots.
Oh, what kind of cowboy boots do you think he should get? Like, what's your favorite for men to wear?
Girl, I've got about 30 pair, but my favorites come from a company out of Texas, and it's a couple girls, and they design them. They're called Gypsy Souls. Their boots are fabulous.
Gypsy Souls? Mm-hmm. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, they designed a great pair that I wear on the show all the time. They rock. So look them up. You'll like their things. They're really good.
I am totally looking them up. Now, I've been wanting to have a cowgirl hat for a long time because I think they are hot. Do they sell those too?
I think they do.
Okay.
I have to wear a hard hat on the show, so
yeah.
I don't ever look at the hat, you know, in that area. So, I didn't want your typical work boots. So I've got a couple of really kind of funky pair of shoes that I wear. I have a pair of high heel, hard toed, steeled work boots, and I've got a pair of great looking cowboy boots that they did for me. So. Anyway.
You know, that is a fantastic idea because work shoes are not hot.
Well, check out mine on Sunday night because mine are hot. So
okay.
There you have it.
Sunday night at 8 o'clock on Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Yeah, and I need you to elaborate on steel toe high heels. Did I catch that right?
You did.
Where do you get steel toe?
Gypsy Souls.
They made them for me.
Right on. And is it Souls, S-O-L-E-S?
It's S-O-U-L-E-S.
Oh, I wrote it down wrong.
That's the Van Morrison song, Gypsy Soul.
Ah, maybe they got it from that because they're a little funky. They really are. I spoke in Dallas last week it's like 2 nights ago, and they came over and hung out with me. So they're great. It's a great company, and I've really enjoyed the things they've done for me. So.
Well, I've been dying to ask you this, and I'm so excited that I can ask you this. What is it like for Sandra Bullock to play you in a movie?
Well, what do you say? How would you like her to play you in a movie? It's not too bad.
I would be in tears. Like, I would pass out. I'd die. Like, I'd literally die if I heard that she was going to play me in a movie.
Oh, I think she died when she found out she had to play me in a movie.
Oh, no way.
You know, great. She's great. She's become a dear family friend, and I can't imagine life without her, and she's just a wonderful person, and we got lucky, or I got lucky, because she really wanted the authenticity of the story to stay intact, and she did everything that she could to make sure that that would happen. And, you know, for that, I will be forever grateful. So,
now, and we're talking about the movie The Blind Side, and I just want to know, did she get you spot on?
Pretty much. I mean, I tell people when my three kids left the theater the first time, they looked at each other and went, oh, my God, there's two of them running around. So, there's not much greater compliment to someone's work than that. So,
oh, my goodness.
Anyway, she did. She hung around a lot. She shadowed me, and I mean, she wore down to my exact fingernail polish, so it was crazy.
No way.
Yeah, she really did.
And what's the fingernail polish that you wear?
Funny Bunny.
Honey Bunny?
I have an OPI. Funny Bunny.
I love OPI, too. Yeah. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Here we are on this lovely Fix It Up show talking about our fancy boots and fingernail polish. So.
Well, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about home improvement. And, you know, everything is, it's about life, really, is your home and your family and everything like that. So it's nail polish, it's shoes, it's everything, I think.
Exactly. That's what I tell people. I went from being an interior designer to making people's homes, you know, look beautiful. It seems like now I've kind of gone through a season of life and I'm doing, you know, something else, kind of, you know, going around doing inspirational speakings, but still kind of making, you know, making beauty just in another way. So I completely agree with that.
And how did you get involved with Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
The family did the season finale last year, and when it was over, you know, I had just kind of meshed. We got offered all kind of shows, as you can imagine. I mean, every reality show that's out there right now, we were presented with. I mean,
wow.
Strictest Parents, Secret Millionaire, I mean, seriously, all of them. And this is the only one that really meshed with our family. I mean, their platform is very similar to ours. I mean, they really do what they say they do. And I've been a designer. I have a degree in interior design. I have a store. I mean, I've done this for 29 years. And, I mean, I know what it takes to build a home. And I'm thinking, you can't do it in 9 days. And so I wanted to do the season finale just to see that,
mm-hmm.
And we really do. I mean, there are no smoke and mirrors. We go in, we level the house. It is like a well-oiled machine. People work around the clock, and it's just amazing. I'm always just standing there half the time, and they, like, snap their fingers and go, Leanne, come back to us. Get, you know, focus. I'm just going, I can't believe that we're really doing this, you know. So it's an amazing thing that people come home and their family photos are framed on the table, and their clothes are back in the closet, and there's food in the refrigerator, and there's towels
in
the linen closet.
There's food in the refrigerator, too?
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me.
Loaded. Cabinets are loaded with food. Toiletries are in the bathroom. I mean, they don't leave a stone unturned.
Wow. That is amazing.
It really is.
Wow. I'm just stunned. I can't say anything else.
Yeah, we're just going to – you don't have to say anything else. We're just going to sit here, like, with our eyes a little bit too wide
and
our mouths a little bit too open.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just incredible. And I have a question for you, not to make this whole thing about the blind side, but relative to parenting, we have two kids, and we can't even see one movie ever in a movie theater. You have three, and you made a movie. Like, how'd that happen? Where'd those hours come from?
You know, I don't know. And that's the one thing I really love about The Blind Side is that I have found that you can go see it if you're 9 years old or 99 years old. And that's one thing I've loved more than anything is the families that have told me. And I could name drop famous people that go, we haven't been together to see a movie as a family in 10 years. And my whole family went to The Blind Side together, and we all loved it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It just seems to hit a chord with so many people, regardless of your socioeconomic status or your faith or where you live or your demographics, whatever, it seems to transcend a lot of levels, and which that I'm very proud of, and the Tui family is very proud of, because we hope that a lot of people looked at it and wanted to plug themselves, you know, in and say, well, Mel, I can do that, or I want to do that, or I'm going to do that, or they saw themselves in the movie, or they realize that the color of your skin doesn't matter. You know, we just hope there's a lot of different, you know, messages that you take away from the Blind Side.
Well, I really did. And, you know, you are an inspiration to me because, you know, so oftentimes you see someone who needs help and you just don't, you don't act. And seeing you act was just out of, I was out of my mind. And that, you know, how welcoming, you know, and how welcoming your family was too. And how your husband went along with everything that you wanted to do, because not a lot of husbands are like that out
there. Yeah, and by the way, I just want to temper her excitement with, I'm insanely jealous, green with envy.
Well, it it's something that there was no plan, there was no agenda. Everybody kind of, you know, thinks that there was a master plan with all this, and it's just, it really truly started with one act of kindness, and that was turning a car around, and it actually happened exactly like the movie portrayed it. And you know, we think a lot of people have the ability to turn around, and you just don't realize that just doing the least little thing like that can have such an impact on your life and on someone else's life. And, you know, we tell people all the time, you know, turn around in the grocery store line, or, you know, at Home Depot, or wherever you are, and you know, meet the person behind you, or don't walk by the person at the bus stop next time. Stop and speak to them. And, you know, there's just a lot of things that you can do. It's not a daunting task, and so many times we want to make it that way, and it really, truly is not.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to be kind. It just doesn't hurt at all.
It's okay to be nice to people.
It is, and that's why it's just so good, and it is a good movie for everybody to watch, too. And, you know, and the book was, the book was a New York Times a number one bestseller, too.
Yes, it was.
Fantastic.
And then my husband and I have a book out called In a Heartbeat, and it also is a New York Times bestseller. And it's, you know, just a little look behind the Blind Side, behind kind of how we got to where we are. It's called In a Heartbeat, Sharing the Power of Cheerful Giving. And it's about how you can, you know, be a cheerful giver. And we really think that giving becomes infectious. And that's a lot with what we do on Extreme Makeover Home Edition that really meshed with our platform. It is such a giving show. As I tell people all the time, you don't see half of what goes on. We go into a community, and not only the family that you see that we're helping, but when Extreme leaves where we are, it leaves a huge footprint. The community ends up being better. They always, I mean, just for example, if we're building a home on a street, typically they'll sod the entire street's grass when we leave, and they'll, you know, there's just so many little things that they do that you don't get to see. I keep telling them we need to do a behind the scenes show, because I just hate the fact that so many people don't get to see, you know, what really goes on, because we really have a huge impact on all the communities that we go in.
You know, you raise a really terrific point, because we were down at a build in outside of Orlando, and we saw it. So, for example, what people, like you're saying, what people don't realize is where everyone's standing when Ty moves the bus and everybody charges in is someone else's front yard.
Exactly.
And that gets, you know, for lack of a better word, totally demoed.
Well, it gets trampled on,
yeah,
and tents are put up and everything like that, but then they leave it better than they found it at the end of the day,
which is something that I've read that you said, leave it better than you found it. It seems like a core value of yours.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, that's what we should all do, every single person, and it is not hard. I mean, you know, people always go, well, how do I do that? I think the common question we get asked all the time is how. And it's really not, there's so many little things that you can do, whether it's, you know, we have people like at Extreme all the time, some of the volunteers, they just don't do nails and hammers. I mean, they'll come in with hot coffee and they'll bake cookies and they'll bring them, and, you know, or they'll tie bows, or they'll cut paper for 2 or 3 hours for something that we may need. You know, little things like that, but they still make a difference. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, you can do something. There is something that everybody can do. You know, I hate it when people just sit there and go, well, I can't do, you know, I can't do that. Well, I'm not telling you to go adopt a 6'6", 350-pound African-American young man. You know, that's the kind of, he eats a lot. It's hard to water and feed him. He's, you know, got to find the right clothes. It ain't for everybody, I'm telling you.
Giving does become infectious.
It does.
Thank you so much for joining us, Leanne. It's been an absolute pleasure and an inspiration, and we have to go to break.
Well, join us Sunday night. You're going to love the superhero shows.
Sunday night, ABC at 8 o'clock, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoflife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoflife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reached for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life. We're you streaming.
We are.
You can watch us on our Facebook page.
You can. You can watch us on our Facebook page on MyFixItUpLife.com. Click on video. Or you go to Ustream.tv and look for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
And I'm Mark.
Yeah.
And we are here in the home studios. You can see our very fancy sign behind us. It says, follow me now, My Fix It Up Life.
Very good, darling.
Yeah.
And I want to hear a little bit about your trip to Cleveland. You went for a Troy Built event, and you went to Veggie U. And I am a vegetarian, so I'm psyched to hear about it.
You know what? You would dig this place, and I talked about you quite a bit.
Ooh,
there.
Complimentary, I hope.
First things first, though, Cleveland, Ohio has had a rough go of it in the last 40 years as a city.
Well, except for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though.
But that's what they told me while I was out there. As the steel industry sunk,
yes,
they figured out a way to counterbalance that, and what happened is, basically, it's one of the country's most underrated cities.
What do you mean?
Gorgeous place.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. You got the lake going. the hotel that they put us up in is the Hyatt downtown.
Okay.
And it's called the Arcade.
Now, where is that in relation to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No idea.
Okay.
So I don't have a map of Cleveland in my mind. I wasn't even there for 24 hours.
You weren't?
So, no.
Oh, wow. But, we are married, by the way, for everyone listening. We are actually married.
Can I have my phone? Please,
you want your phone?
Please give me my – that's why I said please give me my phone.
What are you going to do? Are you going to call me?
You're suspicious. No, this hotel was an architectural wonder.
Okay.
And since we're you streaming, I can talk
I want to know more about the veggie U.
We will get
that
to the –
that was my lead question.
I realize that. But what we – what veggie U is all about is – it's a couple of different things.
Okay.
And it was kind of – it was a little bit hard to follow. Veggie U is a program that's run at a farm in Ohio. The farm in Ohio exists and is, I guess, fueled by the commerce from making very, very specific vegetable growths for high-end chefs. So names were getting dropped there like Lead Balloons, Wolfgang Puck, all these Food Network dudes. And the head farmer there, who I met and spent time with and whose name totally got by me, it could be Lee. They often called him Farmer, so they didn't use his name very much, will be a judge for the second time on Iron Chef.
Okay, and so it's near Cleveland, Ohio. Can anyone go to it?
Yes, they offer tours
mm-hmm.
of the place, and they show how they grow what they call micros.
Okay.
So they're not fruits. They're vegetables that you would have regular size if you just let them grow. But the high-end chefs, talking about the Ritz-Carltons, they ship around the world. They ship to Disney. And what they do is they grow these micros that are totally miniature, very expensive, but so flavorful you can't even believe it.
Okay.
So when the chef makes the dish, he only puts one or two of these little leaves on the dish, and literally the heat from the let's say it's a steak, brings out the aroma and the flavor and the basil.
Now, why did Troy Bilt bring you there to Veggie U?
Troy Bilt is partnering with them, among other things, because of Veggie U, because what they're doing is Veggie U is a program that goes into schools to teach kids how to eat right.
Okay.
So like we see at Lexi's school.
Our nine-year-old.
Candy is a primary food group. She needs more candy in a day at school.
Well, she's offered more candy.
Yeah.
I think that's just something about kids today is that there's more candy available now than there was when we were kids. It's just everywhere.
Well,
there's an event every day at school where they're giving candy.
Yeah, and Lexi's offered candy more in a week than you and I saw in a year at school.
Sort of.
So I was talking with the farmer about this,
mm-hmm.
and his mouth like kind of literally opened up a little, and he kind of got like, "You're kidding me, right?"
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, we're on the right track. So what veggie?
You and me, not you and him.
Me? Meaning he and his group and the Veggie U people are on the right track.
To get vegetables into schools. Healthy food.
What they do is it's genius. Because teachers are beholden to the government programs of No Kids Left, No Child Left Behind,
mm-hmm.
they're enslaved, sort of, that's the wrong word. They're beholden to their children passing these standardized tests. And it's all about passing the test, not so much about learning for the sake of learning. So what Veggie U had to do was make growing and eating vegetables part of the curriculum to help the teachers help the children pass the tests. Does that make sense? Very complicated.
So it's to give them healthy food so that they can be smarter?
Long story short, that's leaving out that's one, two, skip a few, 99, 100.
But that's the essence of it.
Sort of.
So Troy Bilt's involved with Veggie U?
Troy Bilt is involved with Veggie U. On this level to just help them get the message out and do different things.
Okay. So it's a real place in Ohio that you can go and visit and check out.
Yeah. They're having a chef's day. I think it's in July. They're inviting world-renowned chefs from around the whole country and around the whole world to come there, and I'm going to totally oversimplify this, have the best tasting barbecue you ever saw in your life.
Well, that sounds kind of hot. So if you're near Cleveland or anywhere near there, mm-hmm. that sounds like something fun to go do. And they have a website, I'm sure.
They do, and honest to goodness, I don't know what it is.
I'm sure if you search the internet for Veggie U, it'll pop up.
You'll find it.
Very cool.
But the other thing is that I got to explore some of Troy Bilt's new lawn tractors and rototiller.
Well, and we're going to be talking about them on our June 4th show, where we're going to be taking bringing you live from Lowe's in Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And we'll be checking out all of those. What are the products?
Oh, it was a...
Because I wasn't there.
Yeah, I know. It was a zero-turn hydrostatic drive riding tractor. So
did you drive it?
Oh, I mowed. I think they got bored because there's a giant field at the Troy Bilt facility. I mean giant football field on top of football field.
Yes.
And they made the mistake of letting the grass grow and let me go.
So that's what you were doing all day yesterday, is mowing the grass at Troy Bilt?
I literally mowed grass for the better part of an hour.
So you were away from home to go mow grass in Ohio.
I'm not kidding. I mean, you know, the
I'm surprised you didn't try to drive it home.
The folks I met at Troy Bilt, their job is to get the message out,
mm-hmm.
and they did that, but I don't think that they entirely expected me to get as involved as I did, because I came back and all three of them are on their phones.
They're bored.
They were waiting around. I'm mowing the back 90 acres.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was great.
Well, and I also want to say that next week we are talking to the oh-so-talented Tanya Nyack.
Love Tanya
Nyack.
She has
a new show, Vacation House Hunters, on HGTV, and I love her, and I still want those purple pillows that she got that sold out. I think it's like Crate and Barrel or something like that. Jealous over
right
here
on.
In my area.
Right on.
Yeah. And you want to go to our website and check out who else is coming up on our show later on this spring and summer.
You also want to check us out on Facebook.
Yeah, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
That's right. Send us your triumphs, your questions. Send us anything about your house. Just tell us hi at info@myfixituplife.com.
Or you can send us a direct message on Twitter, too. And check out our videos on YouTube, our cool video from the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in Vegas. Up there.
Check out our Ustream videos and check us out next week
on My Fix It Up Life.
It might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be a visual top to a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes this is my picture of life. Might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our picture of life. Just a simple love of you. But what do I say to at my feet? You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be lifelong love to guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door to me.
up life. This is my fix it up life.